Mike, you're going to have to adjust this week, given your running back situation, or what's your approach going to be?
We'll wait and see later in the week and see, you know, what the status is of everybody, and then we'll take it from there. We'll plan day to day and see how everyone's doing, and we'll play with the guys who we have.
Is running back just one of those positions you know you're going to have to deal with that at some point?
Well, usually, you know, they take all the wear and tear. They take a lot of hits on their body throughout the year as the year goes on. So the fortunate thing is that we've got a good group of backs who we can be successful with whoever's playing.
What's your take on the short yardage situation?
Well, it's obviously after this weekend especially, it's an area we need to improve on each week. After a game's over, you sit down and look at situations. Unfortunately, we had, you know, on 2 third-and-1s, we had penalties that brought us to 3rd-and-6, and then we didn't convert on a couple others, 4th-and-1s during the game or anything. It's just something that we've got to do better. We've got to sit down with the staff, and the players got to look at the plan also. We've got to do it all together and just say, hey, we've got to find a way to get that 1 yard or whatever, half yard, whatever it is, and yeah, everyone's got to do their job, and we got to put the players in a position where they can be successful.
In general, in your experiences, what makes a good short yardage team in those situations?
One that gets 1 yard every time, regardless of how you do it. It doesn't matter how you get it, but you got to find a way to get 1 yard every time.
Is that a tough yard?
Sometimes it could be. Obviously, you know, it's been tough for us, so we've got to find a way to do a better job of executing that and get that 1 yard.
How did you think your guys did with the speed rushers yesterday?
They did a nice job on the outside, I think. Both guys on the edges did a nice job of pass setting and you know, keeping those guys away from Kyle for the most part. There's a couple of snaps you always like to have back, but I think overall they did a nice job of protecting the quarterback.
Anything else from Coach?
Coach, were you surprised that Indy kept man-on-man single coverage on Marshall?
Well, you know, they've got a system that's been very effective, and they've done a great job with for a number of years there. And they run their system the way they have. You know, their system and their players are built for the style of defense they're going to run, and that's one thing they believe in, and that's why they've been successful. They stick with it, and that's what they're going to do. So it doesn't surprise me that, you know, what they did and how they played us at all.